Those
hey,
Travis.
Dan Nelson again. Local Splash?
Yes. Let me get
you
my
with,
line.
Kenya?
Yeah, Kenya. Kenya, can you come? It's Local Splash.
Hey, Kenya.
Okay, she's here.
Awesome. So, Kenya, my name is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee department. You clicked in your client dashboard yesterday, right, regarding Google Guaranteed?
Did
you click on in the dashboard yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you heard of Google Guaranteed already? Do you guys know how it works?
No.
Okay. So, what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, guys, and this is really, like, why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, like go over pricing, right? Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, it does. I guess. Mm-hmm. Where are these leads coming from?
From Google. So when you do a search on Google, what you're currently paying for is the map section on the first page of Google with the social media ads, which is great. But above that map section, you're going to see a section that says sponsored, and it'll say Google Guaranteed with a green check mark next to it. That's the section that I'm talking about for the lead program.
Yeah, you know what, we're already paying Google $500 a month, and we don't think that we're getting much for it, because, let's go sit in that truck. We don't think we're getting much for it because we can find ourselves, but we're, you know, we may be on the third page, and very few people go that far.
Mm-hmm.
With the Local Splash on the, you know, the map section. We're on page 10 today, and I'm thinking, you know, that's not going to do any good.
Absolutely not. Yeah, you got to be on page one. So, remember when you first signed up with it, so for you to rank on the first page of Google in the map section, the timeline we sent you in writing, and it'll be in your terms of experience too, it's 45 to 60 days to start ranking in that map section. You're 2 weeks in with us. So what we're doing right now is the programming to increase that exposure.
Okay. Yeah, and we kind of figured that.
We
figured that we weren't completely set up yet. But
yeah,
why would we be in the first page when everybody wants to be in the first page?
Well, our company, we're a Google Premier partner. So we're up to date with, like, Google's algorithms to get you to basically submit you properly. So what we're attempting to do is out-program those companies. Now, that first page, there's 20 sections on there. So when we say first page of Google, obviously we strive for every one of our clients to be number one. But in some situations, that's not possible, right? So what we're talking about is ranking you within the first 20. So everything we've done to this point, like the directory submissions, optimizing the Google page for the keywords, even the social media ads, all that's in correlation with getting you on that first page in the map section. But it just takes time. It's 45 to 60 days from startup is what we send you in writing. Now, what you guys can do to kind of try to expedite that on your end is reviews. Just keep, you know, submitting your review link to as many, like, clients as possible, because the more 5-star reviews you're getting on there, the faster it kind of goes, you know?
Okay.
Have you guys gotten a link, right, for reviews? Let me check real fast.
I think we've got 4 or 5, yeah, on there.
Okay, perfect.
We just don't want to keep bugging our people. There's only so much, you know, that you can ask them. They're We see them all the time, and they're happy, but you
right.
can only put so much to do a review.
Well, what I've noticed is, like, out of when you send it to 10 people, one person will leave it. You know, like, for example, with us, we've had over 10,000 clients, and we have, like, a little over 1,000 reviews online. So the math kind of adds up to it, you know? Like, just keep all you can do on your end. You don't got to keep bombarding them with the link. I just send it one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go out to the client. They're happy. Bam, shoot them the link. That way they can leave you a review. And usually 1 out of 10 people do that. So, you know, that's what you guys can do on your end. But everything in terms of, like, the programming and all the back-end stuff, we're already doing all that for you.
Okay. So, yeah. I think what is patience grasshopper.
Yes. Correct. Patience
okay.
grasshopper. That's the main thing. 100%. Let me check your social media ads. Give me 1 second, because those should have already launched, too. So
let me okay.
jump into those real fast.
Okay.
Hold on. I just got to log in. I just came back from vacation.
How long did you take off?
Just a weekend. So I took off, on the 1st, you know, cause we had that whole day off anyways, and I just
right.
came back today. So it was about a week, you know, or 6 days or whatever,
yeah.
you know? Let me see. All right. Let me jump into this. Here we go. So I'm just pulling up your tracking system right now. I just want to see how those ads are doing. All right. Client dashboard.
I mean, we're thinking about stopping to pay the Google ads, because if it's not getting us where we need to be, then, you know, why spend $500 a month on something that's not working, unless somebody can advise us in something that's, you know, not right in the website or whatever, something maybe set wrong. We don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. So Google ads are great, right? But it's pay-per-click. So it's not really pay-per-lead. Every time you're clicked on, it's going to take from your budget. So it doesn't
right.
necessarily mean it's an actual lead, a scheduled appointment, or you're actually talking to somebody. Google Guaranteed is that, you know. So everybody that I talk to, I mean, Google Ads are great. We offer that here as well, and our Google Ad team is really, really good. But Google Guaranteed, it's like if you don't actually get a call and you're speaking to a person, scheduling an appointment or a quote, you're not being charged, you know? So it's not pay-per-click, it's pay-per-qualified lead. So I'd recommend, like, if you're paying $500 in Google Ads, you're going to want to put that towards Google Guaranteed, because you're actually getting phone calls now, you know?
Okay.
Facebook is, just while I have it up, you've gotten 13, so they activated your ads, you've gotten 13 link clicks, which is low, obviously. You'll start to get more, okay? And it shows that there's been 2 calls to you. Now, Facebook ads is the same. It's pay-per-click on there, but we're being charged by Facebook, not you. So you don't have to worry about an additional charge, you know? But those ads are running. So you haven't gone through your entire budget, obviously. So you should be getting some more traction on there, too, shortly, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you guys are putting a message on the social media stuff.
Correct.
What once a month or something like that that you do, and the rest.
No, it's running continuously. So until your ad spend stops, right? So what happens on Facebook is, like, they're retargeted ads. So if somebody goes online and searches landscaper from their phone or any of your keywords. When they go to Facebook or Instagram, or I'm sorry, Facebook only, your ad is going to show up on their feed, right? As long as they're in your targeted area. And then we have an easy, like, call now, click now to call action. You can see your ads in your dashboard, your tracking system through us.
Okay. That's another thing that we want to ask you about, but we'll get through this first. So, With Facebook, is it the same ad that runs all the time, or is it more than one
more than one. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 5 ads running right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So again, remind me again, Google, what is it called? The one where
Google Guaranteed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're certainly interested in that. Do we have to do something?
Yes. Yes. So to get on Google Guaranteed, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed is it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google is saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client uses you through Google Guaranteed. So there's an application process to start. Okay. What the application process is going to consist of, there's not a specific license required for your category and area, but it does require insurance. Let me pull up the insurance amount. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, we think we sent you our certificate. We've got $2 million in liability.
Let me just make sure it's not over $2 million that's required. It only requires $250K in general liability. So you're golden there. So you have the required insurance. The business is registered. Let me check. Give me 1 second on the review requirement too. Usually I have all this pulled up prior to calling you guys, but you know, I just got back today. So I'm just kind of doing it on the fly. You know?
All right.
Yeah. So give me 1 sec here. Okay. So you guys have 4 reviews. It requires 2 reviews to activate. So you're golden there. The last requirement would be on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew, Jim, though, and you're the main person talking to the clients, I'll show you a workaround where it would just be on you. But they'll have to run a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, you can run one on both me and Kenya. I don't care.
Perfect. Okay. So background check's good. You're insured. You have the required amount of reviews. So you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's pull those. That's usually the main question. All right. And let me make sure too. So it's landscape contracting, right? Is the primary?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is.
No. Landscape contracting. What's in the landscaper vertical is turf install, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decoration, grading and sloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installation. The list goes on and on. Outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seating, outdoor steps, and stone masonry. Does that sound like the right category for you guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let me pull up the cost per lead. Second. They have a lawn care vertical, landscaper vertical, and tree service vertical. That's why I was asking. Let me just pull it up. Here we go. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for the landscaper vertical, it's at $80 per qualified lead.
Well, this is really interesting because I'm not necessarily complaining, but I asked the original guy that set us up with all of this. I asked him over and over and over if there were hidden costs, if there were any other costs involved, and he said many times said no, that there were no additional no additional costs. And so we're already doing Angie, and we're getting hit for $70 leads, and they could be very bogus leads. Some of them don't even have real phone numbers, and I don't want to get into a deal where we're paying all this. Like we got charged $80 for a lead to plant one bush. One bush. And that's no way to make money doing that.
Mm. No, just to clarify that, because I know Evan was the one that initially set up your account with you. So what he told you was absolutely correct. There's no, like, additional fees. Like, the package you're on, the $249, it never goes up on you, right? So what he told you is correct. This is just an upgraded service, Google Guaranteed. So it's separate or additional to what you're currently on, right? And then regarding the Angie Lead program or Home Advisor, right, the major difference with that, and including Thumbtack and Networks too, is for one, with Google Guaranteed, they don't send the lead to multiple companies. Like, you would be the one getting the lead because they're picking you and calling you directly. And then another huge major difference is it has an automatic dispute system. So if you're like, if it's not a service you provide, or it's out of your radius, a solicitation call, or anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads, you know?
Do we have to go in there and dispute it?
No, it's automatically done for you. So the way it works, like, every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, which I went over all those requirements with you, once you're approved and your Google Guaranteed page is live, in the Google Guaranteed page, it's not your phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which forwards to your phone, okay? And it's recorded by Google Bots. So, like, basically an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Now, to kind of, to safeguard it too, it's crazy how accurate it is, but to safeguard it through your client dashboard through us, like your tracking system, you'll have a section under leads that will say Google Guaranteed, and that's going to track every Google Guaranteed lead that came through, and it will say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means, like, qualified or unqualified.
Okay. And so what do we have to do? We have to, like Angie's, we've got to put a certain amount of money, you know, to get it started. Then once we use that up, then they bill us more. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. So here's the exact way. So, for the landscaper vertical, all those subcategories I went over with you, right? It's $80 per qualified lead. Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you want, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's at $1,040. That's for 13 leads. Okay. Now,
is that monthly or until we get the 13 qualified leads?
It's monthly, but here's how that works. That's the next thing I have to go over. Whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, right? And you take on 13 qualified leads. The next month, you'll be charged $1,040 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now let's say you take on 3 qualified leads and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got 3 qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged $1,040. You're charged for 3 leads, so 80 times 3, which would be $240, to replenish your 13-lead budget.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That's
how
that works? Okay. Now, whatever lead budget you set to, we do not charge that until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's really the first step. That's where we submit your insurance, run the background check, and link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page, like for us to basically set everything up. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us, like ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have it approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
We do charge, there's a one-time application/management fee for Google Guaranteed. So you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think we want to do it. What we need to do is we've got a consult with somebody that's going to look at our website, and just give us, you know, pointers as to what things maybe we recommend that changes that we make. We'd like to, I think, meet with them first before we do this, but, we want to do it. I think we want to try it and see what happens.
Just so you're fully aware too, and I agree that with that 100%, we offer website design here too. So if you wanted to keep it under like, one roof, we do that as well. But what I was going to say, in the Google Guaranteed section, they actually don't list your website because it's a lead program. What they'll do is like, you'll have a Google Guaranteed profile, which has your subcategories listed, right? And then it has the click to call feature, which that comes through as a lead for you. So it'll come through as LSA lead, but your website, the website's big for Google Ads. Because when you click on the Google ad, it takes you directly to the website. With Google Guaranteed, though, your website's not attached. It takes you to the Google Guaranteed profile. So just a heads up on that, you know?
So how does that work? I've never used Google Leads when I'm looking for something. How does somebody go about even – I didn't even know that it existed.
So if you do a search for landscaper, right? Let's say Fort Myers, Florida. I'll just put that in. The very first thing that's going to show up is it'll say sponsored, Landscapers Fort Myers. And then it'll say Google Guaranteed. Right now, Pure Landscaping's up there, Thalon, Paver Pros, right? Yada, yada, yada. Okay? When you click on their profile, it's going to show Google Guaranteed, past background check, right? It'll have a get phone number, which is that Google Guaranteed number I told you about. You could have messages turned on. It basically has a profile, but it doesn't have your website attached to it. So when somebody calls you from that Google Guaranteed profile, right, that's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. And then if you schedule an appointment or quote them, then you're charged for the lead.
Okay. Just to schedule an appointment, we get charged.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because, so it's a bot, right? Listening to the call. So it's an AI, essentially. The AI has no idea what happens after the scheduled appointment, obviously. So the way they kind of have it set is if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them, then you're charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged.
Okay. I don't see anything where it talks about guaranteed. I did a Google search, and I don't see that anywhere.
Should be the first thing that shows up. It says sponsored, landscapers, and then it says Google Guaranteed with a green check mark. The very top of the page.
No, I don't see anything like that. I put in landscape design, and I don't see anything like that.
Landscape design should show up too, but let me put it in. Yeah, I'm showing the very first thing. Landscape design or landscapers even.
Are you seeing anything with green?
It's above the map section, so it should be here. Let me, just so you guys can see it, I was going to shoot this to you anyways. I'm going to send you an email on Google.
I see the ones that say, I'll just put landscape and see what comes up with that. Okay, I see the Google Guaranteed. The other search that I didn't have one of those under landscape design.
That's weird, because landscape design showed up for me too. But it depends on where you're searching too. Like if there's so Google Guaranteed is so new that a lot of companies, they don't even know about it. You know what I'm saying? Which is a good thing actually, because it's not oversaturated. So were you searching in Fort Myers or was it a different city?
No, I'll do Fort Myers and see how it comes. Yeah, there's nothing guaranteed. There's several sponsored, and then you've got your local splash, local businesses map.
Yeah. So it should say sponsored, landscape designers, Fort Myers, Google Guaranteed, and then it has the businesses listed below, that are Google Guaranteed verified.
Yeah.
That's what mine's showing.
If I Google landscape design Fort Myers, it doesn't. There's no Google guaranteed.
You're searching from your phone?
Yeah.
Let me do it for my phone. Give me 1 second here.
Landscaping design, Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. I'm going to type in the same exact thing. Mine shows. Very first thing.
Mine doesn't.
Mine says sponsored, landscapers, Fort Myers, Google guaranteed landscape design, and then it has Pure Landscaping and Greatscapes Landscaping and Lighting.
Nope. There's nothing that says guarantee on neither mine or my not, or Kenya's. Neither one of them shows up with anything like that.
Super weird. And when you did landscape, though, it did show, right?
Yeah.
That's super weird. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could hit up our rep to see what's going on with that, but I don't really have another. I mean, it's showing for me. I could shoot you a screenshot. Super weird, though. But yeah, landscape though. At least you have the gist of how it works.
Okay. Well, I see it. It comes up here under. If I just put landscape near me, it comes up.
Yeah.
But under landscape design, it doesn't. There's something, you know, on a keyword or something. It just doesn't come up. But so in effect, what we would be is in the landscape, the Google guaranteed, and then we'd also be in the maps down below.
Correct. Yes, sir. Now, the good thing about Google guaranteed is you could target as far as you want as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. So like for Florida, it doesn't, for Google Guaranteed specifically, it doesn't require a specific license, right? But if you were to go into a different state, then it may require a different license. So you could target the entire state technically if you wanted to with Google Guaranteed, you know?
Yeah, definitely do not want to do that.
I know. I'm just using it as an example, though. But.
Okay, so we want to do it. We don't mind, you know, putting a credit card on it. We don't have the credit card with us today. We're on a job and we just don't have it. You want to set up a time later to call us and?
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one quick second. Let me shoot you my direct line and extension so you have it. Give me a second here. All that, just so you guys know too, all that's due to get started is the $250. Application fee. That's like to run the background check, right? Basically for us to create the Google Guaranteed page. And after we charge that one-time application fee, you're going to be automatically sent an application via text message and via email. So that's the very first thing you guys would need to like fill out. I just shot you my direct line and extension. I will have to assign you guys to a lead technician as well. But let me ask, the card, we have a card on file for you. Were you guys going to use the same card? Or is it different?
What card do you have?
It's a Visa ending in 2340.
Yeah, that's fine. You can use that one for the 250.
Okay. So give me one quick second. Let me just assign Google Guaranteed to your account. And then you're going to get an email and a text message here in just 1 second with the application. Okay?
Good.
All right. Back here. Man, can't believe it's already 2025.
Yeah.
All right. So, save. We got add.
Segunda cita, ¿no? De la aplicación.
I can assign a lead technician to you that's bilingual, if you guys like.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, got you. All right, so there's the application fee. Let me make sure it's on your account now. So you're going to get an email in just 1 second. It's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff in there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay, which will also be sent to you via text message. Now, couple tips on this application, Jim. The application, so under, this is sent for all categories, right? So it's going to have license on there, for Google Guaranteed, it doesn't require a specific license for your vertical and area. So all you'll do is put NA for non-applicable in that section. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me get that to you. Okay. Another huge thing on there is it's going to have you put the cities that you want to target. Now, I always like to make it easy on you guys. Do you want to, like, are you trying to target the same area that you're doing under your base program, or how far do you want to target for Google Guaranteed?
Well, I would say, you know, within 40 miles.
40 miles? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull up a radius tool, and I'm going to message you in our current email thread all the cities in that 40-mile radius. That way, you guys can literally just copy and paste it, so it's super easy on you, you know? So give me one sec. Let me just pull those up. And if there's any cities on there that you guys don't want, obviously just delete them, you know?
Just don't put them in there.
Just don't put them in. Exactly. Exactly. So here, let me shoot you the cities. All right. So that was a 40-mile radius. There we go. I'm also replying, I should have already did this to you, I'm replying to that email with your cost per lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories too in your vertical. That way you guys can just see them in writing as well, okay? So let me get that to you. But I sent you the cities too. And budget.
Is this on the actual, is this on the, Google dashboard? No, this is different, what you've sent here. Okay.
Yeah, this is an email for me. So they're going to send you personalization emails and stuff as well. And in your dashboard, they're going to add a section that says Google Guaranteed, which will, it'll be under leads. When you click it, it's going to show you every lead that comes through, and it'll say paid or unpaid next to it. They get that going prior to, like, you being approved for Google Guaranteed.
Is there a requirement that we respond? Those will actually come in phone calls.
They're going to come through as phone calls. Now, your response rate is important for placement. So really, like, in a second here, I'm going to set up an appointment with your lead technician. Like I said, I'll make sure they're bilingual. What's going to be important is the times you set your leads to be on for, because you want to be able to answer the phone when those calls come through, you know?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So let me let me give you a few more tips on the app too. Do you have like a crew?
A crew? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what you can do is on there, like, it'll ask you for how many field workers you have. If you don't want to run a background check on every field worker, you don't have to. All you need to do, like, if you're just doing it on you and your wife, you could put one owner, one field worker, or two owners, zero field workers, and then they just do the background check on you guys. That's speeds it up.
For us.
You know?
Not that we question any of our people, but we would probably prefer to set it up that way.
Correct. So that I always recommend it to my clients, because it just kind of speeds your background check up and getting you approved, you know? So when you go on there, either put two owners, zero field workers, or you can put one owner, one field worker, however you want to list it, and then it'll just do the background check on both of you. Okay? Now, there's two companies that do the background check, both very trusted companies. One of them is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, like, you know, license number, social security, et cetera. Okay? The other company is Evident. If Evident is doing your background check, and I've noticed like 9 times out of 10, Jim, it is Evident doing it. If they're doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So what will happen in your onboarding appointment for Google Guaranteed, they'll be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. And if it's Evident, they'll trigger the text to you on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, so let me schedule that now. You got the application too, right? You were able to see it?
Did you see the application? Is it in our
It should be via email. It's going to be titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins from local Splash support. In the email we have
Google
on file.
Guaranteed Campaign Begins. Okay,
yes.
I see that.
So when you click on that, there's going to be a link. It'll say application form.
Okay.
Okay.
In it.
En la aplicación?
No, it's in the correo. Okay, I'm looking at it.
Okay, perfect. So the application form, that's what you want to fill out. Now, remember to license, you'll put NA for non-applicable, okay?
Okay.
I sent you all the cities, so you guys could just plug those in, and then just put two owners or zero field workers or one owner, one field worker, just kind of recapping that. Now, for security purposes, when you start filling that out, if you leave, it deletes all the info after like 5 minutes. So you really want to fill it out in one sitting. Just a heads up on that.
Okay, say that again.
After about 5 minutes, it deletes all the info. I've had clients tell me that. So you really want to fill it all out kind of in one sitting.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
You.
All right. So just a heads up on that too. Now the onboarding appointment, this is with a lead technician. They just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Also, they'll be able to push your application through and let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. So it's a really important conversation. What time, usually they want you to have the application submitted prior to the appointment. So did you guys want to do it like tomorrow for the onboarding?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. What time?
Let's plan for, tomorrow. Do you have anything? Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow would be fine. Why don't we plan for, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
3 o'clock. Give me a second. Let me just check their availability. They have a 4 p.m. or they have a 3:30. Or I'm sorry, a 2:30.
2:30 is fine.
2:30 is fine? Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local Splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay?
Okay.
As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, they call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment.
Okay.
One sec. And I'm going to make sure it's bilingual, too, okay?
So okay.
Second here. Okay, so the main thing tonight, when you guys have a chance, you want to get that application submitted. That way tomorrow, they'll already have the profile started, and they'll be able to let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. So just try to get that through as soon as possible. And even though I'm not your guys' lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I sent you a text with my direct line and extension. I think I sent it, give me a second here. I sent it to your wife's phone. I'm going to send it to you as well. So you have it, okay? And then if you guys ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'm here for you guys.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right. And
all right,
let me just make sure.
Yep. Done tonight, and we'll be available at 2:30. I just got your info.
Awesome. And I have everything submitted, so the application fee is taken care of. App sent to you. Just fill that out when you get a chance, and I'll get all the notes over to our tech team right now. Okay?
Okay. I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
If I type in landscape design, landscape near me, one company always comes up first. What do I have to do to become that company? Is it the amount of money that they're spending on advertising? What is it?
So where are they coming up? In the map section, in the sponsored section, or in the Google Ads? Where are you seeing them?
They come up on both, but especially the sponsored. It's called Peer Landscaping, and they come up a lot of times. They come up on first on the in the they're number four on that's Google Guarantee. What about Maps?
They're first in the map section too. I see them.
Yeah.
So they have 155 reviews. They're optimized correctly, right? Their website too is. Let me see what they're spending on ads. Give me a second. If it'll show me. Sometimes they have it like redacted for privacy, but let me check. Okay, estimated Google. Their estimated Google ad budget isn't crazy. They're spending like $53. It says that's got to be wrong though, because they're showing in that sponsored section. So Google guaranteed wise, like you're gonna be up there with those guys. The map section, you're gonna be up with them, but to pass them, like it's gonna be very difficult. It's gonna take a lot of time, you know. Because you got to pass them in reviews and all that stuff as well, you know?
Yeah, I have to be number one, but I'd certainly like to be, you know, in the top five, top ten. Otherwise, you know, you don't get anything. It's, you know.
Correct. On the Google Guaranteed side, you should be golden. We're just going to, you know, doing a 40-mile radius, like you're going to be up there with them. The map section is going to take time. It's 45 to 60 days to be within the first 20. So like you said, Patience Grasshopper, you know, that's going to be big for the map section. The Google Guaranteed section, though, the big thing is that application. Get that thing submitted. That way we can push it through. And as soon as we activate your leads, then, bam, you'll already be showing up there, you know.
Okay.
So Google Guaranteed will be way faster, you know.
We'll do the application tonight.
You're the man. You're the man. Awesome. Okay. All right. Congrats, guys. And I know you guys had questions on the Facebook ads, too. If you go in your dashboard and click on Facebook ads, it'll show you your actual ads that are running. And if you want any changes on that, just let me know, and I could shoot it to our social media department, too, you know?
Yeah, I think let's get through this, but we...
Somebody might, but just to be able to understand it better, and then also maybe somebody... yeah, just so that we can understand it better, we'd like to do the, you know, maybe talk to somebody on the social media side. And then the other thing, too, is that, you know, we'd like to have somebody really explain the app to us as well so that we can, you know, maximize the use of it.
100%. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put in a request for both. So I'm going to have somebody from our social media department call you, and they actually deal with the app, too. So I'll have them also explain the app to you as well. Do you want them to call, do you want it in Spanish? Or
we would love that. That would be
okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'll have a bilingual rep call then. So I'll just put it for Spanish so they know. Okay. And
okay.
Do you want them to call your phone or your wife's? Which is better?
Probably my wife. That's the one that ends in 8879.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes too, so they know to call her phone. And if you're with her, great. If not, they'll explain it to her. And that way she knows how to use the tracking system, and they'll go over the Facebook ads with her as well. Okay?
Okay, that's good. Yeah,
I'm going to put it in for just the first available agent. So they'll call her from our 877 number. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so you're going to get a call 877.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah,
it's still me.
Oh, my Bluetooth cut off. Okay.
Oh, got you. Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir. You guys are golden.
Okay.
I'll put that in right now, okay?
All right. All right. Thank you for your call.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.